All right.
Did Robert Ayers and Doug Martin take another step?
They did. They both got cleared. They got cleared late this morning. Robert and Doug got cleared. T.J. Ward is still in concussion protocol.
Sure, he had said you didn't want to really broach the topic until Doug was back, but, I mean, you have a nice decision to make between two running backs. Do you have any sense in terms of how you want to handle the split between the two of them?
Yeah, I do. I have a great sense of it, and I'll let you know Sunday at 1 o'clock.
It's just a yes, no. Sure, we talked about Cam Bray and the chemistry he has with Jameis. For him to have kind of carved out the role he has as a red zone threat, for defenses to know how often you guys go to him in the red zone and for him to continue to have the success, how hard is that when it's clear that something works well to sustain that and keep doing it as you guys have?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons that has worked well is because for the last 3 years that I've been here, basically Mike Evans gets doubled every time we get inside the 10-yard line. So when he gets doubled, that means unless they rush three, everybody else gets singled. So, you know, we've become accustomed to any plays we have in the red zone. You know, they've got an option in there, and Cam has taken full advantage of that in case Mike gets doubled. So I don't think we've played a team yet this year that hasn't doubled Mike inside the 10, because most teams in the NFL are going to throw fade balls to their big receivers. And, you know, we just haven't got a chance to throw very many fade balls because the corner's pressing in with outside leverage and the free safety's rolled over the top. So, again, that opens up something else when you're in a 3-by-1 set, especially.
I know you haven't run the ball well as a team a lot. You had 165 yards on Sunday, which was, I think, a season high. And you've had three times you've gone over 100 yards with a rusher in the last 2 years. None of those were Doug Martin. So is this...
You know, we can throw numbers at everything, Rick. I mean, we can also go back to 2015 and say Doug was the second... Those are all just numbers, right? We do live in the present, and I look at the tape, and I don't know if you do, okay?
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah.
How much is on the running back?
Well, we've talked about this a million times, and nothing out there is on one single guy. Nothing that happens is on one single guy. It's a team game. I mean, you need all 11 guys. We've talked about that at least 5 times this year in this room. So I guess now it's 6. You just don't like the answer. I mean, you just don't like the answer.
I mean,
what's your answer? I mean, you're going to write what you're going to write. That's fine. Write what you're going to write. I've said it over and over again.
So it was just better blocking on Sunday is why Peyton Barber went over 100 in his effort? Or?
Well, there's a little more to it than that. But, I mean, it could have something to do with the defense. That's another option.
Did you think Doug was starting to – were you studying – Todd mentioned that the blocking was a little bit better early on against – Atlanta. Doug seemed to get off to a decent start that day as well before he got the concussion.
Because Miami, actually, is the game you're looking for. Doug didn't play against Atlanta. It was a Miami game. Doug got off to a good start. He got the concussion after 6 or 7 carries.
Dirk, you guys defensively have been a very different team on the road than you are at home. It's a nice thing now because 3 of the next 4 are at home. Is there anything you point to for why there's been such a different consistent level of play defensively?
I can't really. I mean, that's a, you know, most teams in the NFL play better at home, and you know, for whatever reason, that's worked for our defense.
Coach, on the other side of the ball, the 3 years you've been here, how would you kind of rank Gerald McCoy this year? I know he's made the Pro Bowl the last 2 years, but is he deserving of the Pro Bowl again, and how do you kind of rank that?
Again, deserving of the Pro Bowl is based on what everybody else in the league is doing, and I don't have the benefit of watching all 32 three techniques in the league. I know if you talk to the teams we play, I'm quite sure that they're very concerned about stopping Gerald McCoy on a weekly basis. But, you know, how he stacks up against the other three techniques, there's at least 32 of them other than 3-4 teams. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, the 12 that you've played.
He's right up there, yeah.
When you vote Pro Bowl, I mean, how much of it for you is how much you have to game plan against someone or account for somebody when you play?
Okay, guys, when we vote on the Pro Bowl, and when a coach votes on the Pro Bowl, I don't study all 1,600 players in the league. All right, so all you can do is go off of guys you've seen. That should tell you right there that, I mean, who votes for the Pro Bowl that it's an exact science? I mean, the players that vote, who are they going to vote for? The guys that they've seen, or the guys that they've gone against, or guys that they watched on TV. I mean, the Pro Bowl voting is inexact. I hate being a voting for the Pro Bowl. You know, we do it as a staff, and we let the whole staff have input, and it's impossible because there might be a guy on a team, the Chargers, for example. I don't think we've seen the Chargers on crossover tape one time this year. There might be a guy having a fantastic year, but I wouldn't even know it.
I think you made a comment. I know it was lighthearted probably, but at Detroit, some people in Detroit made a big deal about you mentioning Matt Stafford's hand or something.
Yeah.
I assume you don't plan on going after a specific body.
No, we would never go after any player. I mean, if you read that whole thing, it was said in jest, followed up by about a 10-minute oration on how tough of a player Matthew Stafford is, which is easy for anybody to see.
Anything else?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, it's been my pleasure.